what's going on? This is Rex.
And this is Mr. Long. We are Black Sheep, and you're listening to
WRCT Pittsburgh
88.3 FM.
Well, you know, I have a lot of records of my experiments in my laboratory.
N-U-D-I-G-N-U-D-I-G-N-U-D-I-G-I-T.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Dig Pittsburgh radio show. My name is Jay Malls. We started the show off today with the Arondis. They were a garage rock trio from Clairton, PA. This is their debut single. We started off with the B-side, All My Love, which is a ballad that I play regularly Sundays at Golden Age Beer Company over in Hempstead. This is the A-side, the big hit, 69, took the Pittsburgh region by storm in 1965. Now in 1967, members of the Arondis started a new group called the Soul Congress. They were fronted by a lead singer from Uniontown, PA by the name of Billy Sha-Ray. And they played the Pittsburgh region from 1967 to 1969, at which point they relocated to Detroit. And they hooked up with a guy named Jack Ashford, who was one of the Funk Brothers. He's the guy playing the tambourine on all the big Motown hits back in the 60s. We're going to hit you with a double shot of Billy Sha-Ray and Soul Congress after this. These are records I typically play at the Titletown Soul and Funk Party, which is the first Saturday every month at Spirit. 69. and we will return this Saturday, February 7th. We're going to start off with Do It, written and arranged by Jack Ashford. Follow it up with Let's Do It Again, which is on Jack Ashford's label, Triple B Records. And first, I want to tell you about WRCT being supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that buys and sells new and used records and CDs. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millville. More information is available at 412-821-8484, or you can visit AtticRecordStoreInc.com. So here we go with the double shot of Billy Shaw Ray and the Soul Congress. You can only hear it here on the I Dig Pittsburgh radio show on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Lord, did you hear me, girl? Ah, sigh to me.
This one sent me down a rabbit hole. This is a cover of the Arondi 69 by the Arnold Junior High School Choir. This is from their Souvenir LP from their 1966 variety show. And the choral director at that time was a guy named George Salovich. And he was in a group called Gene and Gene. He went by Gene Salo. And his sister also went by Gene Salo. George was Gene with a G. And his sister was Gene with a J. And they were active in the Pittsburgh area from 1964 to 1966. I'm going to play you a song from their, I believe it's their debut single from 1963. It's called Let Me Love You. This was not a huge hit for them, but it was re-recorded 3 years later, 1966, by the Headliners. It was a huge regional hit. It actually had national distribution in 1968 on A&M Records. Gene and Gene ended up forming another group called The Main Attraction in 1967. They had an album on Tower Records, label mates with Pink Floyd at that time. So we're going to play you two versions of Let Me Love You. We're going to hear Gene and Gene's original 1963 version, and then we're going to follow it up with the better known 1966 recording by the Headliners. And we're going to actually play you two Headliners. We're going to play another Headliners after that. You can only hear it here. I Dig Pittsburgh Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, Thursdays 12 to 1.
Take me in your arms and let me love you. I just want to love you for the rest of my life. Hold me oh so
and let me love.
Listening to the I Dig Pittsburgh radio show on WRCT Pittsburgh. I want to tell you about a couple of other shows you could check out on WRCT Pittsburgh. The Saturday Light Brigade features a blend of acoustic music, puzzles, on-air phone calls, community interviews, and live performances from youth and adults, all in a relaxed format that's fun to listen to. Tune into the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from 6 to noon at WRCT Pittsburgh. And hey, do you remember the kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. This one right here is called Star Time. It's produced by C. Scott. It is from Mo Mal Nadon and C. Scott's 2023 full-length instrumental album titled Yinstraducing. We got another C. Scott production coming up after this. Tell you again about the last two tracks we heard. It was a double shot of the Headliners, Pittsburgh group, started with their 1966 hit Let Me Love You, followed up by a lesser-known single from 1975 called Little Sister. And Let Me Love You is always in rotation Sundays when I spin at Golden Age 4 to 7. And you might hear Little Sister this Saturday night at Spirit. Titletown Soul and Funk Party is back this Saturday night. So this next one is from Billy Pilgrim. It's from his 2022 album Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. It's called Running Man. It features vocals by Jasmine Bailey. It's produced by C. Scott. And a future saxophone by Robbie Edwards, formerly known as Robbie Super Sax Edwards, primarily a guitarist nowadays. We're going to follow that up with the first ever rap out of Pittsburgh on vinyl. Not by a hip-hop crew, but by a punk group. The Cardboards, it's called Bill's Rap. It's from their 1981 album, Greatest Hits, Volume 2. Don't look for Volume 1 because it does not exist. They only made the one album. We're going to follow that up with some new material by Check Your Bucket, No More Okie Doke. Got a big Fat Tuesday event coming up at Golden Age, Tuesday, February 17th. It's going to be myself spinning records all day. Check Your Bucket's going to kick it off at noon. Request off now. Got live music from John Gresh Grigri, Paul Constantino's Boilermaker Jazz Band. We're going to kick this set off right here with some Billy Pilgrim. Don't change that dial.
Being a sovereignty, I'm here to ask the question, not to offer an apology. The answer is a politics of poverty. It's a symptom like holding fetish for property and systematic contradiction. Here we in over our heads. All the knowledge is out of drop of wisdom and we on the ledge. When hands needed to pledge and fall back. Heavy is led by the steadiest first contact. Fine print and contracts for the kill. Justified by the eyes on the back of a dollar bill. Smother the technicolor till it covers more than real. Let just feel like tumblers, just another summer.
The wheel is turning, baby.
Here's go back.
Way back.
Back into time.
And now it's time to hear a band. So move your feet and clap your hands. But we would like to know one thing before we get down and start saying, hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Well, we listened to the radio, but Dee Dee was much too slow. So we looked around and what do you know? We ran across WAMO. Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Well, we aren't Parliament Funkadelic and we aren't British or psychedelic. We're the cardboards and we do what we do. But here's one thing I know from you. Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? The banana used to be a disco, just like in New York and Frisco. We know the floor can take a heat, so why don't you all move your feet? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Gonna get down to the end, a little mellow, maybe do a little scat like Ella Fitzgerald. See if I can rap and put it to death. So am I live or memorex? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Lady Harry thinks that she is groovy with lyrics right out of a Japanese movie. And as for us, I think we'll pass. We look for the brains and not just the ass. Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Get down!
Now
with a brand new one from Check Your Bucket. Once again, we're kicking it off on Fat Tuesday down at Golden Age, 12 p.m. Myself on the wheels, John Gresh Gree, Paul Constantino, Boilermaker Jazz Band, 12 to 10 p.m., Fat Tuesday. Shout out to Anton DeFay, get me that Check Your Bucket audio. That's their brand new one, new video online, available wherever you watch videos. This is actually a record Anton's grandfather was involved with. This is the Paul Huguenin Ray DeFay Orchestra featuring Gene Ludwig. Historic Pittsburgh jazz recording. First recording for Gene Ludwig, written by Joe Kennedy III, son of the great Joe Kennedy Jr. 1962, Lavera Records. I want to read you a PSA. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for youth because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body and nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Visit www.samhsa.gov. We're going to keep it in the jazz lane for a minute here. We're going to listen to one of Pittsburgh's earliest jazz exports, a man by the name of Earl Fada Hines, born in Duquesne, Pennsylvania, graduated from Schenley High School right here in Oakland. Start off with a 1965 tune, the St. James Infirmary Blues. Kind of rare instance where Earl Fada Hines sings on the record in addition to playing the piano. And then we're going to follow that up with a 1970 interview. Here we go.
St. James Infirmary. Saw my baby there. Stretched on a long white table. So sweet, so cold, love air. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can search this whole wide world over. She'll never find a sweet daddy like me. Straight lace shoes, box back coat, doesn't hand. Put $20 gold piece on my watch chain. So the boys know I'm standing pat.
Starting out with Grover, and just about what's happening now.
Well, why don't you just sit down and feel the piano out and get used to the piano.
Well, I don't. I never need that.
Well,
no, I done nothing. You know, y'all know me.
Well, I had. When you were a kid, you was first starting out. You were from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And you were unusual among jazz pianists because you were classically trained.
Yes. Well, I was born in and around music. I might use that term because my mother was an organist and my father played cornet. I just wanted to learn piano, but I really wanted to know play trumpet first because it was cornet then that my father had. I wanted to play the cornet, and I had an idea of what I would like to play on that cornet, but it used to hurt me behind my ears. Well, when I learned piano, what I wanted to play on that particular instrument is what I played on piano. So oft times they used to call it trumpet style on certain things that I would play.
Well, can you show me, say, what the trumpet style was with the right hand?
Well, you see, when we were playing with bands at that time, it was was what we used to play then. Then the bands got so large and these halls were so big that I was constantly drowned it out because we had no amplification. The singers used to use megaphones, of course the brass and the reed instruments didn't have to worry about being heard. So in order for me to be heard, then I started to use what they call the octaves. And then I can dig and hear me that same thing. Was much easier to be heard when they're playing that particular style. So they called it trumpet style, and when I went to Chicago, I ran across a guy named Armstrong, and he was playing what I really wanted to play. That's why we became such close friends, because we had the same idea and same conception of chord structures.
Before we get into Louis, when did you first hear jazz?
Well, it wasn't called jazz then at that time, Grover. It was called syncopation. That's what they called it then. They had no name of jazz. Jazz didn't start until we got around Chicago. And that started among musicians because it was pertaining to everyday life. And anything that was jazzy was happy. Going to school in Shenley High School, at night, my relatives, Nate, took me to a restaurant once, and downtown. I'd never been downtown as far as being out at late at night. Well, I heard this music, foot tapping upstairs, and I heard this particular type of music. And I said, gee, that's strange, but it sounds good. So I said, what is that up there? They said, oh, it's a nightclub. And they took me upstairs to the club, and here was this little fellow sitting up there. He was a humpback type guy, and he was playing a little tune that was so fascinating to me till his hands weren't much larger than mine. And I was a youngster at that time. So he was playing this little thing called... Squeeze Me.
And it used to be called something else.
Yes, it did. Yeah, and, it had a whole lot of names.
It had a whole lot of names. But
so he was playing that.
Before you go on back to this little humpback type of guy, would you right now take Squeeze Me and show us what you did with this tune?
Well, this is, I said before, his hands were small, so were mine at that time, and I had to use that same way of playing. But now it's a little different because my hands are larger.
Left hand. Did the bass players and the drummers have trouble following you? And what happened when? Did you tell them to not play when you were playing a solo?
What do you mean? Back in those days?
Yes.
Well, we didn't have any. I had to be my own bass and my own drums. That's where the tense came in handy. You see, because I played many dances by myself, like you say. See, there's there's your guitar. That's your guitar. That's your bass.
Yeah. And then you added the trumpet with the right hand.
Yeah, see? Well, that's it.
Yes, to put the little trumpet in the right hand there. Entire history of jazz piano in the last 3 minutes.
Oh my.
Okay, that was a 1970 interview with Pittsburgh's own Earl Father Hines. That was conducted by Grover Sales Jr. That's from a 1970 educational LP that was just titled Keyboard. We're going to squeeze a couple more in. Couple more highlights from the Arnold Junior High School Choir's 1966 variety show. This is the Batman theme. Got a nice cover of Supreme's Baby Love coming up after this. It was under the direction of George Salovich, aka Gene Salo of Gene and Gene. And I don't want you to go nowhere. We're going to squeeze a couple more rotation bin cuts in. A couple things from the WRCT rotation bin. And up at 1 p.m., we've got Caitlin with Moonrise Kingdom. So don't go anywhere. I thank you for listening. Check me out next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. 12 to 1 p.m., WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you again.
despojos de la que fue mis amores. Y en el lugar que reposa, en vez de lucidas flores, siembra una mata de abrojos para no olvidar quién era.
Eckstein cover. I Want to Talk About You. You can hear something from the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle 2025 compilation. This is Ricky Yamashita, Defying Silence. What's up, Ricky? I see you in the rotation bin. Here we go, Ricky Yamashita, Defying Silence.
Pittsburgh.